Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we'll unlock the book Meltdown, why our systems fail and what we can do about it. Are we living a better life than our ancestors? People often say yes to this question, but the reality may not be the case. Scholars used to regard the agricultural revolution as a great leap forward for humanity. But you may recall our discussion of the book Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. In that bookie, we explored Yuval Harari's argument that the agricultural revolution was history's biggest fraud. He argues that the advancement of civilization has actually brought many disadvantages. In the past, a serious road accident might involve the death of a few people and horses. Nowadays, it can be the collapse of an elevated highway that results in the death of 100 people. In the past, an infectious disease might spread within a handful of villages. Nowadays, it can become a pandemic. When there was no water or electric supply, people made do with buckets and candles. Nowadays, a water or power outage can immediately paralyze an entire city. Technological innovation and information explosion have brought unprecedented convenience to our lives. Our systems seem to be running smoothly, but it only takes a small mistake to bring the whole system down. It's the golden age of meltdowns. Nevertheless, we don't have to worry too much about living within meltdown-prone systems. But it is frightening if we remain oblivious of their vulnerability. The book that we're going to unlock today, Meltdown: Why Our Systems Fail and What We Can Do About It, is a guidebook to preventing catastrophes. It offers a groundbreaking investigation into how complexity causes failure in systems and how we can practically prevent meltdowns. As a proposal, this book won the McKinsey Brackenbauer Prize for Best Business Proposal by Authors Under 35 in 2018. Upon publication in the same year, it was named a Best Business Book of the Year by the Financial Times. It also won Canada's National Business Book Award in 2019. Meltdown is a highly practical work and sheds new light on business and daily life, teaching us how to spot hidden risks and prevent catastrophic failures from happening. Chris Clearfield, one co-author of this book, is a former derivatives trader on Wall Street. He witnessed the 2007-2008 financial crisis and the subsequent bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. This series of economic meltdowns made him interested in studying catastrophic failures of systems. The other co-author, Andras Tilchik, focuses his study on business accidents and risk management. He created a course called Catastrophic Failure in Organizations. The United Nations named his course as the best business school course on disaster risk management. Tilchik has spoken at Harvard, Stanford, Yale, the World Bank, and many other institutions. Moreover, he has been recognized as one of the world's top 40 business professors under 40. In this bookie, we will explore the book in three parts. Part 1, Why Giant Systems Are Prone to Fail. Part 2, How to Diagnose and Improve Systems. Part 3, How to Build Better Teams to Prevent Meltdowns. Imagine that you are a textile mill owner in the 1760s. You are introduced to the spinning jenny, a new spinning machine that can replace manual work. With this machine, you won't have to hire many people. Would you use it? The answer is obvious. Every factory owner would opt for machine production, because machines are more accurate, make fewer mistakes, yield more products, and never get tired. This is why machine production has quickly expanded since then. The role of technology has elevated, and society develops at an ever faster pace. The world that we live in now gradually took its form. It's complex, efficient, and interconnected. We create enormous complex systems to ensure the orderly function of the world. We believe in these systems, regarding them to be safe and reliable. But is that so? Obviously, the authors of this book don't think this is the case. They argue that the more complex a system is, the more it is prone to fail. Take dams, for example. In the 1980s, a dam needed to be operated by a dam tender who would walk up to the dam crest to check if water needed to be released. He He would also push a switch to open the gates to see with his own eyes if they were properly functioning. Since the 1990s, dams have been installed with new systems that allow operators to control everything in a remote monitor room. However, if any sensor malfunctions, the operator would have no idea about whether the gates were in the right places. The troubling implication is that the innovative dam control systems actually increase the possibility of failure. As our systems have become more capable, they have also become more complex and demanding. As a result, small mistakes can easily develop into catastrophes. This is called the paradox of progress. As the novelist Don DeLillo famously writes, this is the whole point of technology. It creates an appetite for immortality on the one hand, it threatens universal extinction on the other. So how have the systems that we rely on become the source of catastrophes? Charles Perrow, an emeritus professor of sociology at Yale who was acclaimed as the undisputed master of disaster, developed a theoretical model to explain this issue. Perrow noted that two major factors make systems prone to fail. If we understand these factors, we can find out whether our systems are vulnerable. The first factor has to do with how complex the interactions between different parts of the system is. The more complex a system is, the more difficult it is for us to see the whole accurate picture. Consequently, a tiny mistake may result in serious consequences. In simple systems, we can easily spot a problem. Take assembly lines in car factories, for example. They are linear with one part clearly connected to the next. Each car goes from the first station to the second to the third and so on. If anything goes wrong, it is easy to identify which station malfunctioned. Moreover, it's also easy to predict risks and thus prevent accidents. By contrast, in complex systems, the interaction between different parts is unpredictable. The system's complexity makes mistakes hard to find. As a result, we can't make good judgments. For instance, on March 28, 1979, an emergency alarm went off at the Three Mile Island Nuclear Generating Station. Hundreds of lights were flashing on the giant console, but the operators in the control room didn't know what to do. Within 10 minutes, half of the nuclear fuel in one reactor melted. Several days afterward, the communities around the plant were evacuated as 140,000 residents fled the area. It was the worst nuclear accident in American history. Thorough investigations eventually showed that the Three Mile Island meltdown began as a simple plumbing problem. During a routine maintenance practice, the set of pumps that normally sent water to the steam generator shut down. Then a pressure relief valve opened and became stuck there, unable to close as designed. In the control room, the indicator light that suggested the valve was closed was actually on. But the light only showed that the valve had received the order to close, not that it had indeed closed. No one could actually see the valve to confirm whether or not it was closed. As the indicator light was on, the operators could only surmise if it was open or closed. As a result, they panicked when the sirens went off, and no one knew what was actually happening. A nuclear plant certainly is a complex system. The operators rely on readings on the monitors to evaluate a situation and make decisions. They can have precise readings of air pressure, water flow rate, and so on, but the system is much more than this. In the Three Mile Island meltdown case, they only saw the fact that the system was on the brink of a meltdown, but they had no idea what exactly needed to be fixed. Like this, small mistakes hidden in complex systems can mislead and confuse us, leading to ultimate catastrophes. The second element of Perrow's theory has to do with how much slack there is in a system. He borrowed a term from engineering, tight coupling. Like falling dominoes, if the tiles are placed loosely, the falling of one tile won't affect others. But if the tiles are placed closely, all the other tiles will fall consecutively when the first one is toppled. A tightly coupled system is like tightly placed dominoes, each part being closely correlated with another. The more tightly coupled a system is, the more destructive a small mistake will be, because we can't stop the chain reaction in time to restore order. For example, holiday traffic is a tightly coupled system. As the roads are crammed with thousands of vehicles, If a crash happens on an arterial road, and there is no space to let others pass, the traffic jam will spread from that one road to a vast area. But on a normal day when traffic is light, the traffic won't be much affected as the vehicles involved can be cordoned off by the roadside to allow others to pass. Take another example from our daily life. The Thanksgiving dinner can also be seen as a tightly coupled system too. Usually, there is only one oven in a house, so one must calculate the time needed to roast the turkey and other baked dishes. If any dish needs extra cooking time, the cooking of all the other dishes has to be postponed. Each cooking procedure directly influences the next. If a mistake is made in one step, such as forgetting to stuff the turkey with an ingredient or overcooking the turkey, you can't go back. The pressure of working under a tight time constraint can infinitely magnify the potential destructiveness of a tiny mistake, which can develop into a Thanksgiving nightmare. That's all for the first part. According to Pelow's theory, two factors make systems prone to fail: complexity and tight coupling. Complex systems make small mistakes hard to find, so we can't make good judgments about the situation. Tightly coupled systems maximize the destructive power of small mistakes. The more tightly coupled a system is, the more rapidly the mistakes add up, and the more destructive they become. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.